Good evening, everybody. This is Lori Handler, your host of Tantra Cafe. Welcome back for a very exciting show. Tantra Cafe is a program for spiritual enlightenment. And with no question about it, I'd like to just get right into tonight's program and give you a little something about Tantra, a little demystification process. A lot of times in Tantra, when people speak to each other in Tantra, they use a greeting word and a goodbye word. They use the word namaste. Some people pronounce it namaste. And when people are first getting into Tantra, they look at other tantricas and they go, like, what's that? And people do a little bow too. They put their hands together in prayer pose, like they put their palms together in front of their sternum, so the thumbs are touching the sternum, and they just do a little bow with the head, and then they say the word namaste. And so people have asked, people who don't practice Tantra, who don't know Hindu or Sanskrit, they wonder, like, what does that mean, and why would you greet somebody like that? So I just want to let people know what namaste means, and basically it means I bow to the divine in you, or I bow to the god or goddess in you. And so in Tantra, as I've shared with you many times in the past, we tend to look at each other for the divinity within. We begin to see ourselves as that divine beloved that lives inside of us, in each of us, and the god that lives inside each and every one of us. And also we teach each other to live as gods and goddesses rather than as mere mortals, so that we treat each other better. We treat each other better than we normally regard our friends, our sisters and brothers. And so when we say the word namaste, we're actually invoking that divine force or that divine being within each one of us, and we're bowing to that. We're meeting that from the god inside me to the god inside you. And if, you know, there could be some people listening to the show who, you know, are not particularly into God, which is fine. I'm not so into God myself. So you could look at it as, I see the light in you. I see the light shining in you. And that's what namaste means. And in India, where it's a very common greeting and closing to meetings and things. When you meet someone in India, you say namaste to the person. And then when you're leaving them and saying goodbye, you say namaste. And that just means I'm leaving you. I'm leaving the divine one. So just want to give you a little tantric gift there for this evening as the appetizer, something you could take with you. You can bow to people and say namaste. And it's quite wonderful. And sometimes it's actually more sacred than hugging someone, even though touch is so wonderful and I'm, you know, all for it. Sometimes it's just really appropriate to bow and say namaste. Okay, so without further ado, now that you've heard a little something about that, we're going to get right into the main course this evening, right into our daily special. And it is my privilege this evening to have my guest, Rusty Stewart, on the show. And Rusty is a PhD psychologist. He's a quantum life coach. He's a shaman. He's an integrated energy psychotherapist. He's going to tell us what these things are, of course, in a few minutes. Well, as I ask him, there's a lot here. He does facilitation of groups and workshops in personal growth, and he has authored many CDs. He's a passionate writer as well, and he's currently creating and manifesting a holistic educational, spiritual, and healing community center in the Philadelphia area. And his center is called Personal Growth Alternative. And we'll hear more about that as tonight's interview goes on. So, Rusty, it's my pleasure to have you. Are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Lori. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be here.
Good. I'm glad you could join me. So, you know, I'm going to ask you a couple things about your, you know, your signature first, and then we'll get right into you know, how you got interested in Tantra and how it connects to all the things that you're doing. Some okay. people might have, you know, oh, let me just tell people what they're listening to. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. This is on bbsradio.com. And my guest tonight is Rusty Stewart. And Rusty, so what is a Quantum Leap Life Coach? What is that?
A Quantum Leap Life Coach is somebody who looks at all areas of one's life and integrates them together to really become a whole person. You know, that would include emotions, that would include the mental aspects of somebody, the financial, the relational, sexuality, what we do in our community, what we do in the world as far as social responsibility, recreation, fun. You know, we integrate all aspects of the self, and the idea is if we don't address all aspects of who we are as spiritual beings having a human experience, then we're kind of missing the boat. And that's where we really find our true passion to be able to manifest exactly what we want in our lives.
Wow, that sounds very intensive, inclusive, all-encompassing. And so this it doesn't sound like a short-term process at all.
It's not a short-term process. And the most important process of it is the spiritual piece, because I believe, as many of my mentors believe, that the stillness practice, when we get still and we get to like a mindless state, that's when we tap into the divine energy, and that's actually, you know, gets into the whole Tantra thing. And when we're in that still place, we actually have access to everything, to absolutely everything. It's like tapping into the mind of God or the mind of whatever one's higher power is.
Well, you know, in Tantra, we, as I just said in the Namaste piece, you know, we look at each other as gods and goddesses. So, you know, it would be a tantric holding that mind of God lives in us. It's not
exactly.
out there somewhere. It's not somewhere in the universe or up in heaven in a sky somewhere or something we're going to meet upon death. It's really right here, right now in all of us. So
exactly, and that's what allows us, the stillness allows us to get past the ego piece and tap into that which is always there inside of us. And when we still and the silence comes, we can actually access that quite easily.
That's fabulous. You know, just when you're saying that, it's funny because I don't talk about it so often. I mean, I usually say I get into Tantra, you know, or I got into Tantra. How I got into Tantra was because my body was broken down. And all my connections to what I thought was then my community were completed. And I was just kind of on my knees going, what's next? What do I do? And I found Tantra. But another thing about that, I mean, I love to tell people that's how it happened for me. I was just like, I was like a broken person. But the other piece that's amazing as you speak it is the first time I ever had an experience of Tantra, we made a lot of noise. We did an emotional release piece or something that Osho would have called a dynamic meditation, something where we made a lot of noise and moved, did a lot of movement, and it was vigorous and loud. And then all of a sudden we stopped, and it was silent, and my mind was quiet, my New York mind. I call mm-hmm. myself a New York state of mind. My mind got quiet. And after many forms of other meditation that I had studied, which never worked, my New York state of mind just kept going and going and going and going, like the ever-ready bunny or something. This time, my mind was quiet, and I went, this is for me. Like, I got quiet. So you just reminded me of that when you're saying in the quiet state of mind where there is no ego, where there's nothing. That's available through Tantra, and I imagine through your Quantum Leap Life Coaching.
Yeah, definitely, and through breathwork is another powerful way of doing it. Is you know, breathwork's an integral part of Tantra, and it's an integral part of everything that I do in my life.
Yeah, beautiful, really beautiful. Tell us about being a shaman. You know, some of these are obviously going to be very intimately connected, and because they're all inside you,
mm-hmm.
you know, probably, you know, the synapses are just automatically there. But is there some distinction we should know when you call yourself a shaman?
Well, you know, for years it was difficult for me to own being a shaman, and then shamans from South America kept telling me, you're a shaman, and you need to own that. And so through my teachings of the Shwa and the Quechua or the Tamayas and some more local shamans that do work around North America, I got in touch with a lot of the drumming that takes us into trance, and having the experience of walking with one foot in the spirit world and one foot in the world. So it's about being in the world, but not of the world.
Mm.
And it's many times quite a challenging place to walk, but it's a very powerful place to walk because it really got me in touch with what true oneness means. And when we're in that oneness, which the shamans talk about all over the world, literally then we can dream another dream. And I'm very much in support of dreaming another dream for humanity and Mother Earth.
Yes. Yes. Well, for people who have, you know, for some people who have no clue, you know, if somebody's listening to this kind of thing for the first time, they're going, what kind of dream? What are you talking about? But I want to recommend this book, and, you know, you might have another book too, but if somebody's just listening to this and they're wondering what Rusty's talking about, you could read The Four Agreements, which is a bestseller by Don Miguel Ruiz, and you can read some a very good introduction by him about the dream, like
mm-hmm.
what it means to dream the dream of Earth, and whether we've bought into someone else's dream, and it's time to dream anew. Like really, and Native tribes call those things dream catchers, and everything has to do with what do we want to see. What do we want to intend for our life? So that's great, Rusty. That is so you came into your own power in that sense, yeah?
Yeah, I found I got really connected doing a lot of work with John Perkins up at the Omega Institute, where I learned different aspects of shape-shifting, which,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I talk about shape-shifting is shape-shifting our perceptions, which is the most important piece, our belief systems. And that literally by shape-shifting our beliefs, we can change our reality or change, you know, what we experience in the world of form and objects and solid stuff. We can also shape-shift our cellular structure from illness to wellness or back into balance. And
yeah.
These are really important aspects because it empowers us and lets us know that we are truly gods and goddesses. And John Perkins was key in teaching that to all of us. And many of that work, once again, has come from the Shuar shamans.
Mm. Okay, this is good. Thank you so much. It's very informative, you know, to hear you speak about this. You know, when I get emails from you or newsletters from you, it seems like you're doing so much. I mean, people say that about me. So I get a newsletter from you, and there's so much going on. So we'll just kind of take it as it comes. You know, for example, this community that you're building, this
mm-hmm.
community center that you're building in Philadelphia. Tell us a little bit about that too, like this personal growth alternatives and your new space and stuff.
Yeah, well, Personal Growth Alternatives is the seed center. It's the seed center, and we've been having meetings here since December, which is about being the center. So we come in with the energy of being the center. We come in with our growing edges or those things that are the next step for us that's challenging us. And then we relate that to the center because we're watering the center. We're fertilizing the center to be a much larger center. I'm already growing out of this space. So Personal Growth Alternatives is the seed center. And then there will be a large umbrella center, a multi-million-dollar center, which will basically attract all the different communities in the Philadelphia area together so that we can really see the power that we have in numbers as cultural creatives, which is a book that Paul Ray wrote back in 2000. It's a wonderful book talking about those of us that are cultural creatives that are into the spiritual and the ecological piece. So that's a piece of it. Now that the new center is to be a different paradigm where we're promoting cooperation, we're promoting non-competition, where we're supporting everyone, because the whole idea with the law of attraction and abundance is there is more than enough there for everyone. It's what I call the Kris Kringle syndrome. You know, for those of you that, you know, of course I'm dating myself here probably, but for those of you that watched The Miracle on 34th Street around the holidays, the Santa Claus in Macy's was sending people to Gimbel's to buy toys that they didn't have at Macy's because Kris Kringle was more interested in meeting the people's needs than steering them to a toy that the kid doesn't really want at Macy's. And that's the whole idea of the center, is to really have a different paradigm that transcends capitalism and is all about community cooperation.
So, you know, it's beautiful stuff. We'll come in and out of this, like how it comes into play, et cetera. But I want to relate it now to Tantra. So personally, you know, how did you get interested in Tantra, and how do you see that this Tantra connects to all these imperatives that you have going on, the shamanism and the leap, and your breath stuff, and then even building community?
Yeah, I think it all started with this whole idea of oneness. Years ago, when I first got sober, I went to a number of workshops down in Washington D.C. through LifeSpring, and one of the exercises that we did was just really going around in a circle and just spending time looking deep into one's eyes with nonverbal communication. And when I started to do that, I noticed that we're all one, and it transcends all race, it transcends gender, it transcends everything. And I noticed that people would shapeshift a little bit when I was looking deep into their eyes. And then I realized that all my brothers and sisters are one with me. And then I started to notice that I would start to at times breathe at the same breath rate that they would breathe, and that the boundaries would become blurred. So that was the beginning of my interest in it, and feeling what that energy was like to really be present, and honoring somebody else's soul, because essentially what I'm doing is looking into the window of their soul. And then years after that, I started getting involved in transformational.
What year was that?
That was back in 1989, November of 1989.
Okay, just wanted to get some ballpark figure there. Good.
And then by probably 1998, I started getting involved with transformational breath work through one of my teachers, John O'Connor, over at the Starting Point in New Jersey. And when I was doing the breath work, I started to connect with the oneness of everything. And I started to feel this energy throughout my body, and the Kundalini energy coming up my spine, and I started to realize that, you know, I am an energy body, and that I can actually have, when I put my intent certain places, that's where the energy goes. And so these little pieces, you know, were starting to come together. And then I saw somewhere, I can't remember where I saw butterfly workshops, but Tantra was starting to interest me. I started to read a little bit about it, and then I saw that you were having an event, which, of course, is a very funny story, because you remember that night when I first came down to your event, and I came down with my former wife, you know, my friend. We were all in a relationship group together, and we got caught with this horrible traffic, so we only got, like, the last 20 minutes of your workshop. But
right,
then I was so
night.
Interested in
it.
Yeah, it was a Friday night, exactly.
Night event.
Yeah.
And so, but then you, but okay, so you, so you came down, I remember that, you got there late, but you like just jumped right in. You came down with three other people.
Yep.
You all jumped in, and then you came back, or you and the guy came back, actually.
Yeah, I came back with the guy.
And then that was, I don't know, not too long after. I mean,
that was probably about 4 or 5 years ago, I'm going to guess.
Yeah. So you came and you did the course.
Came and did the course, and, I've had experiences, since then in different lovemaking situations where I've really been able to focus the energy. And I'll tell you, one of the most beautiful things is I kind of look at our genitals as pumps, and pumping the energy up. What I really love is the energy that goes back and forth from the heart. And I found that to be such an ecstatic experience of just really extending my love to my partner and then honoring her love back to me. That's what really got me hooked on everything. And now I'm at a place where I really want to go a lot deeper with it. And I think I'm ready. I really do.
Well, we're going to hold that thought for a minute, because on that thought, we're going to take a station break for a moment. We're going to have a commercial. We're going to let people know to stay tuned. I'm Laurie Handler. This is Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. You're listening to bbsradio.com, and please stay tuned. We're just going to break for a commercial. I'm here with my guest, Rusty Stewart. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex. Feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex. Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Lori Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex. And it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Are you someone who's looking for more pleasure in your life and you've never heard of East Garden? East Garden is a comfortable and elegant environment for women to explore the tools of pleasure and other educational materials. These materials enhance mind, body, and spirit. Eve's Garden encourages women to take responsibility for their own sexuality and clearly understand that bodily pleasure and spiritual joy are one and the same. While in New York City, you can visit the store at 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1201. And now, for a limited time, you can get a 15% discount on everything in stock if you go through evesgarden.com/Tantra Cafe. Go there now. Okay, we're back from the break, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe on bbsradio.com. This is Laurie Handler, and tonight my guest is Rusty Stewart, who is really a transformational psychotherapist in the Philadelphia area. If I put together all the things that Rusty's into, his quantum leap life coaching, his shamanism, his energy breath practices, and the workshops and coaching that he does. Basically, this is a man who causes transformation in the lives of his clients and his students. And we're right now talking about his personal transformation. So, Rusty, we left the spot there where you were talking about in a making love situation, you had genital pumps going on, the sexual energy was pumping in, you were basically exchanging energy back and forth between your heart and the heart of a partner. And that's been a deep experience for you, you said, and now you're wanting to go deeper and further. So you know, as a shaman, as a seer, as a person into energy, what are you intending? You know, what would you intend for your life? Because we might as well create that intention as we speak.
Right. Well, I mean, the first thing is how to really get in touch with my own sexual energy and be able to do it by myself in connection with my divine self and be able to channel that energy and alchemize it into spiritual energy. I mean, that's the piece that I really want to go deeper with, is really being able to do that with myself. And one of my actual favorite practices is pulsing the perineum and pulling up that energy up the back of my body, up my spine, and then over top of my crown and then down into my third eye. I think that's called the golden elixir.
I don't know. I actually teach cobra breath, which is similar to that, but I don't call it that. So this is good. I'm learning something from you. The gold elixir.
Yeah, that might be a little bit from the Taoist piece. You know, I find
yeah.
the Tantra and Taoist sexuality are very similar in a lot of the techniques that they use. But it's been very useful for me to channel the energy in my body and to be able to really bring myself to a place of being totally present once again. Because it always comes back to being totally present. And then when I'm totally present and one with everything, everything just seems to work perfectly in the moment.
So how often would you say you're that present? I mean, when would you say you're that kind of present every single day? Does it last for minutes? Does it last for hours? What's that like? What would be a typical being present experience for you?
Well, a typical present experience, an example right now is I'm totally present with this phone call. Nothing else is on my mind. When I'm with a client, I'm totally present because that's what's required in order for me to connect with the person. To me, connections are everything. And in order to connect, I have to be free of my history and free of the future and just be present with somebody. So I'm present a lot during the day because that's the only way that I can do my job with integrity, essentially. Whenever I do breath work, I'm totally present. Whenever I'm sitting in meditation, I'm totally present. Now, that's not saying that there's times that the little, you know, ego voice comes in, but I just honor it and say thank you for sharing and then get back to being present again. It could be being present while at Whole Foods, standing in line. And just being present with the waiting for the person that's in front of me and honoring them, and, you know, being kind to them. Loving kindness is being present.
So let's distinguish this for the people who are listening who may still not have any idea. You know, sometimes, you know, my guests are, pretty skilled, and you are certainly one of them. And the level that you're speaking on, and you're speaking to me, who I'm right there with you, you know, so we're having a conversation that's a pretty high-level conversation in terms of being present and mindful and being able to distinguish when I call what the monkey mind, if the monkey mind's on or the monkey mind's off.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who are listening and they're going like, okay, great, what is he talking about? I'm present. I'm present all the time. Let's just tell them that sometimes we're thinking or worrying about the past.
Right.
And we're
worrying about the future.
What's going
to
happen? So what would be a normal, you know, what would be something for you, like when you weren't present?
When I'm not present is what I'm
mm-hmm.
thinking about. Well, I got to have this article done today. It's got to be done by 7 o'clock this evening. I have to email this to Yoga Living and, it starts taking over for me. So that's where I have to, you know, for my practice, you know, now of course my foundation is a lot with, and you know, probably shouldn't be getting into a lot of this, but you know, A Course in Miracles and the Way of Mastery, which is I just call in my higher power, my God, my divine essence that's inside of me. And by doing that, that's what I call the freedom of will. I actually call in that divine presence and that's what calms me down and that's what helps me to focus once again on the task that's in front of me or what I'm currently involved with, and not to start to get off into the future and worry about, you know, getting something in by 7 o'clock. It's the difference between what we call physiological fear and psychological fear. Physiological fear is fight or flight response when you jump out of the way of a car in the middle of the street, or when we were cavemen and cavewomen and we were running away from tigers and lions. Whereas psychological fear is stuff that we make up based upon our history. And that creates, and once again, a fight or flight response in the body, anxiety, fear, worry. But we're creating it. So the good news is if we're creating the fear, we can create the relaxation response and the love. And it's a choice. And it's just a matter of programming ourselves differently and doing things differently. And so what I do is put the intent out there that I'm going to do this differently, and I'm going to do it with the energy of the divine or the energy of spirit. Because then I'm certain that it's bypassing my ego self.
You know, it's perfect what you're saying. I mean, you had a little doubt about it before when you started to get into it, about the Course in Miracles and this and that. But you know, that what you just encapsulated for people is really the essence of what transformation is all about. And there's all these different ways to do it. Certainly, Tantra is one of those. I mean, I had the thought as you were speaking, it all depends on what your intention is. Like, as
right.
you were speaking, I was thinking, you were saying, well, I'm going to choose to call in the divine. I could, if I'm creating the worry, I could create the peace. I could create, you know, calmness. I could create anything through my intent. And just as you were saying that, I was saying, well, in my mind, of course, it depends on what your intention is. What's your intent? So, it's so critical what you're talking about. People walk around in this world like victims. They walk around like people are doing things to them. They walk around like they're not having what other people are having. They're not enjoying their life. They're not this. They're not that. And in fact, all they have to do is take charge of their mind, take charge of where their mind is going, take charge of honoring their body and their processes and the things, and start retraining themselves in exactly what you just mentioned. And it doesn't matter which particular way they get in.
No, all paths lead to the same place.
Right.
Some just get you there a little quicker than others.
Well, that would be where the sexual energy comes in.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, that Course in Miracles, all the stuff that you just mentioned, shamanism, psychotherapy, coaching, finding, you know, you mentioned LifeSpring before. My background is at Landmark, you know, but it really doesn't matter. Like, it's all, if you're going to grow and stay moving and stay alive and vibrant, then it does require this kind of focus and maintenance.
Certainly does. James Ray has a saying. He's currently one of my mentors. He says, you know, you're either growing or you're dying. That's the bottom line.
Right. Right. Well, I was going to tell you, you know, I had on my show twice People Unlimited, and they're people who believe in physical immortality. And by the way, I'm going to be having them in Philadelphia soon, too, in October. They're going to come down to Philadelphia for one evening, so I'll let you know about that. Meantime,
oh, cool.
I'm now... What?
I said, oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm now reprogramming my body and my mind for physical immortality. I'm taking the same concepts that you just outlined, and I'm saying no to death. I'm actually saying yes to staying alive in this body, on this planet, for infinity, for as long as my cells will last. And I am programming my mind to believe that it's possible, because first I have to overcome all that worry and all those things that you just talked about, worrying about the future, worrying and causing chemical reactions in my body that make it break down and affect my immune system. I'm programming everything to be completely functional, completely superior, completely immune to every kind of thing that can happen that could hurt or harm my body, and I'm programming it to stay alive forever based on based on my interactions with them. So, and it requires everything you just said. It requires invoking everything, to do that. So, it's amazing. And that's my intention. That's my new intention.
That's fantastic.
I'm glad to share it with you. So, Rusty, this is great. So if you, so this is the way, I imagine that you are probably like a step or two ahead of your clients. You know, like you learn something and then you put, I mean, that's the way I operate. You learn something and it's good stuff and then you put it right in.
I'm real careful with that because, you know, I really think that I'm learning and they're learning at the same time. And I'll be honest with you. I think, you know, that I'm working on the stuff that the people that are being attracted to me are needing to work on.
Absolutely.
And I think it's important to, it's really the best time to teach people is when we're actually working on the stuff ourselves. Because we're in the process and it's fresh and it's authentic. And so I noticed that whenever stuff's up for me and at my next growing edge, it's like all of a sudden I attract people into my life that are, you know, that are working on the same stuff. So I'm just a guide. I'm a guide helping people and I have a flashlight and I'm helping them find the answers within themselves.
Rusty, it's beautiful. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it's just, yeah, you attract the right people and other people attract other people for whatever the reason. That's what they're working on. And we go through these shifts or these layers. And that's how you attract new teachers and new learnings and the same thing. It's wonderful. And the respect that you have when you say that you're careful about it, it's a matter of integrity. You know, being careful and knowing, yeah, these are the perfect clients. These are the perfect people to come and see you. The ones who are working on similar issues to what you're working on.
Exactly.
It's really, it's great. It's a real synergy there. Now, let's see. I wanted to ask you something about, how do you see, I want to go back to that intention, you know, in terms of, the lovemaking stuff. Like, if you were to, create, you know, your ideal partner at this time, it sounds like it would be somebody who's very much into personal growth. But also, how would you incorporate the tantra?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question, but I'm going to simplify it because I'm really clear that, you know, there's a really good book that I read a number of years ago, and actually I incorporate this into the Reiki that I do. It's called The Alchemy of Love and Sex by Lee Firstein, I believe, or George Firstein.
Okay.
And, he talks about how tantra is organic. And a lot of it is just intuitive. And so for me, incorporating tantra with my partner, and I know this is going to sound repetitive, but it's about being totally present with my partner, totally present, totally one with her, and allowing myself to be in the moment, to be uninhibited, to allow myself to explore our divine energies with one another without judgment and just allow it to flow the way it is and not to be in a rush about anything and just really enjoy all the sensual pieces of what it's like to be a beautiful human being and channel that spiritual energy through our bodies with one another. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. It's not about being with a partner that knows all these different tantric techniques. I mean, certainly they have their place, but it's really for me is about being totally present and honoring Shakti and then having Shiva honored and just really being at that equal one place with my partner. That to me is where, you know, true connection occurs.
Beautiful. You know, I read something yesterday. I participate in a listserv where people, where reporters send out what they need and people can, you know, pitch their stories or if they're an expert or whatever. And, one of the things that came through yesterday said that experts say that that lovemaking lasts. The article that the person was pitching, you know, was something like, come on, get real. Lovemaking is not one of these long things. The experts say that lovemaking lasts 3 to 13 minutes tops. And like, let's just get real about it. You know, stop, you know, longing and pining for all this like long, luxurious, sensual connectedness. And I looked at that and my mouth dropped down and I thought, obviously I'm not going to pitch to this article, but I know there's a whole nother way. Like, I know there's a way to be with and be present to somebody that could go on for like 2 days.
Yeah. It's the process that's the bliss, not the destination.
That's right.
I mean, there's times where I'm like, you know, orgasm's overrated. It's the end. You know, I mean, not the end per se. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't start again. But I mean, the thing is, the bliss is being totally present with somebody and just being in the deliciousness of your partner.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Well, listen, right there, we have to take, you know, I got a little excited there myself. And right there, we have to take another break. let's say that again. Bliss. Is it deliciousness?
Yes, deliciousness.
Of being with your partner. That's great. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handler, your host, and I'm here with Rusty Stewart, my guest, and we are just talking about Tantra and why somebody would even want to practice Tantra or learn about Tantra as different from other things. So we're going to take a short break to have a sponsor and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. I, Laurie Handler, personally invite you to come with me on a tantric tour of the heart of India, November 19th to December 1st, 2008. You'll see the Taj Mahal and visit the fabulous Fatehpur Sikri, home of the great Mughal king Akbar. You'll experience Jaipur, the pink city, and visit the sacred lake of Pushkar. Then, at dawn from a boat on the Ganges in Varanasi, you'll see exquisite Hindu prayer rituals. You'll tour Sarnath, where the Buddha gave his first speech after attaining enlightenment, and then you'll explore the exotic Kama Sutra temples of Khajuraho. Finally, you'll shop till you drop in the Paraganj Bazaar in New Delhi. Throughout the tour, you'll learn tantric techniques and principles, and I promise, you'll feel a tremendous sense of well-being as we delve into these simple yet potent tantric tools. Please note that no previous experience with Tantra or yoga is necessary. I invite you to join me in this unique experience touring the incredible country of India. And I must warn you, this is not your typical tour, and you are not a typical tourist.
For more information about this exciting tantric tour of the heart of India, contact Laurie at butterflyworkshops.com or write to her at info@butterflyworkshops.com.
There is trouble in the house. There is nowhere you can run. Turn and face the beast with trembling heart. Go out in the temple of your sky. Let the darkness
back. This is Laurie Handlers on Tantra Cafe, and I'm here tonight with my guest, Rusty Stewart. And we are talking about Rusty's extensive counseling practice in the Philadelphia area and the community center that he's building in Philadelphia called Personal Growth Alternatives. And we're back. So, Rusty, let's tell people how they can get in touch with you, because we haven't said that so far, and I want people to know how they can find you after this show. So what's your website?
Our website is www.personalgrowthalternatives.com, or they can also put in rustystewartphd.com.
Okay, great. RustyStewartPhD.com. Great. So you can Google Rusty Stewart too, I'm sure. Rusty is extensively advertising and supporting and sponsoring all kinds of teachers on this transformational path. And he just a big community participator. Anytime I meet somebody from Philadelphia when I'm doing my work, which is I've been teaching Tantra in Philadelphia now since 2000, I think. And any time I'm in Philadelphia and I meet somebody who comes to my workshop, inevitably they ask me, "Do you know Rusty Stewart?" I go, "Of course." So, you can Google him, or you can go straight to RustyStewartPhD.com and find him, or to PersonalGrowthAlternatives.com. So, okay, we left off on this juicy place of, you know, being so present to the deliciousness of a partner, and that's where we were. And I'm gonna now ask you, Rusty, you know, like, if other people were interested in Tantra, you know, like, you're sponsoring two talks that I'm giving in September in Philadelphia. Why are you so anxious to have other people, you know, hear about it? Maybe you could say what you think they'd get.
Well, I really think our culture has really screwed up the messages surrounding sex. And sexual energy is not the same as sex. And I think a lot of people, you know, because of these messages of pull in your tummy, look a certain way, you know, don't do this, don't do that, do this, repress this, you know, people get screwed up sexually. And I believe that the Tantra is a key piece, to be able to really do some really transformational healing work with people that have sexual compulsivities, sexual acting out, you know, whatever way that may turn out, whether somebody is, you know, using pornography or, involved in prostitution or whatever it is. It's not that there's a judgment with any of it, but sometimes our energies get focused in ways that don't necessarily serve us and aren't necessarily ways where we're engaging in what I would call deep connected intimacy. And so I really think Tantra is a way to really get into that deep connected intimacy, whether it's with a partner and a lover, or whether it's with a friend. I mean, everything is energy. And I think a lot of times we're just fearful of our own sexuality. We're fearful of our own energy. And I'm here to tell everyone that, you know, the sexual energy is a beautiful thing. And when we learn to channel that energy, you know, we can channel that in ways that really make our lives rock and roll.
Well, I second that emotion. You know, obviously I teach Tantra and I have this show because I want people to know that. It's so much more. I always try to, you know, debunk all those funny things that if you go online and you look up Tantra, you see all this, you really do see mostly prostitution. And I always try to debunk that and say, you know, it's not that. It's so much more. It's the whole life force energy, all the energies of creation is tied up right there in those lower chakras.
Mm-hmm.
It's great what you said. I just want to mention to people what the song was that they were listening to right after the break. I want to make sure that I tell them what they were listening to. I love to put some music into all the shows so that people get a taste of some of the music that I use in my workshops. And I played this piece tonight because you are my guest, Rusty. And the song was called "And Now" by an artist named Maniko, and it's mm-hmm. from the House of the Beloved CD. And the song cool. Are you familiar with that artist?
No, but I'm sure I'd love it.
Yeah,
just by the title.
It's about "And Now" means you know, even when there's a troubled soul, even when there's trouble in the house or trouble between two people, if we really look in the eyes and see the soul, that's how the lyrics go, and see the soul, I will love you now and now and now and now in the present again.
That's all
and,
there is.
That's the lyrics. And, I use that. You're going to be coming to my ecstasy course, in the spring. And in the ecstasy course, I use that in a ceremony to honor the men, to honor Shiva. And so I played that for you in anticipation of you being a powerful Shiva coming to the workshop and getting honored.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I feel blessed.
Yeah, I just specifically picked that piece. I said, I'm playing this honoring, and it's so present what you've been talking about. You know, there's been trouble, there's been a mind going off, you know, there's been a fight, there's been something, and all it takes is to look in the eyes and get present to the love. Now, and now, and now, and now, again, and again, and again. So it's just exactly what you've been talking about, although I had no idea, you know, that you were going to say all that.
No idea on a conscious level, but... I'm sure you had quite an idea on an unconscious level.
I saw the piece and I went, yeah, this is what I'm playing for Rusty. Isn't that great? So that's nice. Very. So if you're listening to the show right now and you're going, you know, you've listened to all that we've talked about, and if you really heard what Rusty talked about in terms of practicing Tantra, and how you get connected not only to your lover, but to the world around you and to your friends. This thing that just happened between us, where I played this song, which I selected hours ago in honor of him, but having no idea exactly what his wordage was going to be tonight, like what he was going to verbalize about Tantra and about his interest in it and his connection to it. And we just had a tantric moment in that I played exactly something that he talked about, and now, getting present to the love, getting present to that in anyone. That's it. That we just had a tantric moment.
Exactly. We are one.
In real time. In real time with no planning. Just,
exactly.
That's it. Yeah.
That's
really
so cool.
Nice.
See, anything's possible with an open heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it really is. So now, let me ask you this. There may be some other things that you want people to know. We're going to, like, before we kind of go to our closing, there may be a few other things that you want people to know that I may or may not have asked you. In terms of, you know, what you're up to in Philadelphia, like what you want to see. And, you know, you talked about planting the seeds in the center and then having it spread out or anything. Like, let's say there's a whole bunch of people in Philadelphia listening to the show tonight, which there probably will be, and they may or may not know what you're up to. What would you like to tell them? Or even people from other places who are passing through who might want to learn. What would you want to tell them about what you're up to?
Well, I think first of all would be the holistic, educational, spiritual, and healing community center. That is to be a center for everyone in Philadelphia. So I'm encouraging everybody to get involved with that. This is your center. This is our center. This is to be a model to the rest of the world that, you know, we, unlimited possibility is at our fingertips if we just choose that way. The other thing that, that I want to bring to people's attention is I just got back from Dance New England, up in, Maine. And, I just had an amazing experience. It's just a totally transformational experience of putting myself out there with an open heart. I was dancing till 2-3 in the morning and just connecting with people just in bliss. And I'm going to be bringing somebody to Philadelphia to do some ecstatic freestyle dancing. So if the people are listening in Philadelphia, let me know what you think about creating a dance event, and maybe we can integrate that in with some other types of things like Tantra and other types of things that have to do with owning our power, opening our heart, and being the gods and goddesses that we truly are, being the love that we are. All these things, it's about just continually bringing more and more events to people to bring people together in connection, because what I believe is missing is the connection. And we as cultural creatives tend to be fragmented. My job is to help bring people together so that we can really transform ourselves. And it has to start with ourselves, transforming ourselves and finding the love within ourselves and loving ourselves. And then truly we have an excess, an abundance of love to share and extend to other people. And it all starts by connecting with one another and being present. And that's what I'm about in Philadelphia, is connecting with one another, becoming present, and really facilitating this wave of really bringing love to the planet in a way that hasn't been brought here before. And I'm experiencing that we're ready for it.
Wonderful. Well, on that note, I realized that that's a wrap. We're gonna close the show. Rusty, I really want to thank you for being my guest this evening. If you want to get in touch with Rusty Stewart, please go to personalgrowthalternatives.com and look up what's going on with him, what he's into, for more information. And Rusty, I just thank you and honor you so much.
My pleasure.
Thanks for being my guest. Yeah.
My pleasure.
For being my guest. And everyone else, good night. Thank you to my sponsors. Thank you to my listeners. Thank you to my station. This is Laurie Handlers for Tantra Cafe, signing out. Namaste.
Namaste.